You are listening to KCSB FM in Santa Barbara 91.9. This is Cat's Cradle, and I am Amanda, and I am here with a really awesome co-host today, Hoshua.
Hey. Hi, hey.
Good to have you. We have LA Boobs live in the studio, and we are very happy to have them. Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up?
Hello.
Speak louder.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. We're very happy to have them here, and they're going to be doing a super awesome in-studio session for us, for you special listeners out there. And like I mentioned before, they are going to be doing a few shows in LA coming up. Good to check those out. What are the dates on that?
One on August 8th at Pear Space in Echo Park. And
cool.
Is that right?
No, August 7th.
My bad.
At Pear Space and Echo Park, and Toby is going to play a solo set at that show too.
That's true.
Cool.
And then August 8th at the Daniel Rolnick Gallery in Santa Monica.
Okay, sounds awesome. Well, hopefully some of our listeners will check that out. I would love to go personally myself as well, of course. So, what are you guys going to be playing for us today?
This first song is one that's called Folk Music.
I think I wrote it literally 10 years ago. It's the oldest song. It was before, it predates LA Boobs, but I incorporated it into LA Boobs.
Awesome. Well, we are very excited to hear it. So whenever you guys are ready, feel free to get started. And we will listen with our ears.
Here we go.
All right.
About folk music, I hear it's the authentic American experience. Have you heard about folk music? It comes from way down south. Let's go down to Mississippi, find ourselves a dude who sits out on his front porch and sings songs kind of crude, and he'll play the best guitar you've ever heard. City. We'll make him play in a university, and we'll tell the college students this is the real deal. And we'll tell the college students this is how you should feel. And they'll all get their own guitars, write about how hard it is, the railroad steel driving. America, we've forgotten about the old country. This is our country now, and this is our history. And our grandmas ask us why. The grandmas ask us why. Why'd you have to go ahead and move back to the Lower East Side? And our grandmas ask us why. After all they've tried. Get out of the goddamn Lower East Side. Well, Grandma, I'll tell you. Well, Grandma, I'll tell you. Well, Grandma, I'll tell you why. I am from the suburbs, Grandma. I am from the suburbs, Grandma. I am from the suburbs, Grandma. That's why. When I hear that folk guitar, it makes me want to cry. When I hear about cotton picking, I lose my mind. But what about me, my grandma says? What about the camps? What about me and all my friends? What about your dead relatives and those cattle? I'm bound to be an old hobo. I'm built to wander and ramble.
That's how that one goes.
That one was great. Thank you very much for that. And so that's one of your old ones, right? You mentioned.
Yeah, that's an old song.
Awesome. Well, we really liked it here in the studio. We're jamming out. Our listeners can't see, but I assume that you know we are jamming and you are also jamming, which is good. Cool. So what should we expect next from you?
This is a more recent one. It's called Closer to the Water.
Awesome. All right. Whenever you are ready, we will take it away.
Loving.
so closer to that truth, and every day I felt it just a little less than the day before, and I mourn the loss of that feeling as I mourned my friend. It was time to get back to living, to be an engine in the city again. I want to capture that open feeling and give it out to anyone feeling cold and closed and blue. But I'm not yet a master, I'm only just learning, so I consume music and art. And I know when it's good because it brings me closer to the water, and it's dripping, dripping from the clouds. Believe it if you need it, if you don't, just pass it on. And zooming out, I'm standing at the pier. The water is hundreds of giant stone bodies. They are swimming and they are the water. They are swimming and they are the water.
All right, that was awesome. So if you are just tuning in, we have LA Boobs, an awesome duo from Brooklyn, here with us. And they are gracing us with their presence in the studio today. Thank you guys for being here.
It's our pleasure.
Awesome.
This is super fun.
Cool. We're having a good time here, too. So that song you just played, I love the Grateful Dead mentions in that. So you don't like the name?
Well, I mean, I just, for so long, I think avoided the band because of the name. I mean, now I don't think about the name because the name is what they are. But I don't know if I, like, disassociate the band from the name and I'm, like, Grateful Dead to be, like, grateful and dead. I don't know. I don't think that sentiment sounds that cool, I guess. But I love the band.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of listeners who are big fans. So we have a question from one of our people in the studio. Do you prefer the name The Warlocks, then, when that was their original name?
The Warlocks sound cool. I don't know. That's, like, such a hard question because, like, now they can't be anything else now except the Grateful Dead.
It's very true.
So when they were called the Dead, after, I guess, Jerry Garcia died and they played like that, I didn't like that either. So I think all things considered, Grateful Dead is the right name, and I'm glad they kept with it for as long as they did.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, we are going to take a quick little break, give you guys a breather, but we will be back with LA Boobs in just a few minutes, so stay tuned on KCSB FM. Now we're going to hear a song by The Memories real quick, and then we'll get back to our in-studio session. Right, we are back in the studio and we are here with LA Boobs today, and they are doing an awesome live in studio set with us. How are you guys doing?
Great. I'm doing great.
Cool.
Feeling good.
Yes, we are feeling good too. And let me just tell you real quick what you guys just heard out there. That was Cold Lips by The Beats, and then before that we heard Baby, You're Totally Crazy by The Memories. So we are having a good time. We hope you guys are having a great afternoon, wherever you may be, wherever you're listening. So we are going to keep on going with our live session. What are you guys going to play for us next?
It's a song called Frankie. It's about a piglet, or what was once a piglet is now a full-blown giant hog that lives at a hardware store in Brooklyn.
Oh, wow. That sounds great. Well, we are very excited to hear it. I will let you guys take it away.
Thank you.
you start with your brain? Do you start with your heart? I've got a lobster claw and a rabbit skull drum. Climbed Mount Fuji and I ate a plum. Unpacked my bag, strung up the lights, unrolled the blanket, let's spend the night. I've got a paper bag lunch in the china shop. Will two of us fit in this army cot? We've gotta try. Gotta try. We gotta try. Sweethearts, that's how the story ends. He was her ham, and he done her wrong.
All right.
Frankie.
Frankie. So Frankie is a pig, a full-grown pig.
Yeah.
And what inspired you to write about Frankie?
He was so cute when he was a piglet. We would go to visit him at the hardware store, try to pet him. He had no interest in contact with humans.
Oh, I see.
But we like to look at him.
Oh, okay. One of those standoffish pig types.
Yeah. Totally.
That song actually, I know you think that, wow, I can't believe only two people wrote that song, but actually three people wrote that song. our friend Austin Killam, who is in the band The Pete's Underground with us, we were sitting and having brunch really close to the hardware store, and I think we were like, let's go to visit Frankie after brunch. But I think we're at a diner. They're like paper placemats or something, and so we like wrote a poem that we passed around, and it became the lyrics to Frankie.
So it's sort of inspiration struck.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
You never know when the light bulb is going to shine.
So you mentioned the Pizza Underground, and for our listeners who don't know exactly what that is, do you think you could give us a little?
Sure. Yeah, the Pizza Underground is a band that Toby and I are both in that sings Velvet Underground covers but changes the words to be about pizza. So all of the songs are about pizza. They're pretty much all originally written by the Velvet Underground, although we have incorporated some other kind of parody projects, such as Pussy Joel, which are Billy Joel songs about cats. And then Toby does Never Mound, which is the songs of Nirvana sung in the past tense.
I see.
So we've become kind of this variety show of sort of weird parodies.
Yeah, it seems like you guys got pretty deep into the parody thing. Is it one of those things that just sucks you in and then you end up replacing words to every song?
You can't go back.
That's great. So is the Pizza Underground still in the works?
Yeah, we spent all of last year touring pretty much, and now we like to do everything in reverse order. Usually you record an album and then you go on tour. So we went on tour with no album, and now we're recording an album that we won't tour with most likely. So we're in the album stage.
I see. Well, we're looking forward to hearing more of that album coming out pretty soon, this year maybe, or is it?
I would say most likely this year.
Cool. Well, we'll keep an eye out. Sure. Awesome. Yeah, we definitely want to get that in our library. So if you are tuning in now, we are listening to LA Boobs in the studio, chatting, playing some music. It's a good time this afternoon. And I guess we'll just keep going right along then.
It's fine by me.
Awesome. Great. So stay tuned. More live jamming from LA Boobs.
You ready? This one's called Just a Dream. Thank you.
shopping. Now we're at a sporting game. Now we're there, and there is a count. Ouch. Then you said another dream with symbols and all kinds of things. It's a lot to do with you and us.
And tell us the name of that one again.
That one's called Just a Dream.
Awesome. So, just one more time, when are you guys doing shows in LA? We want our listeners to know so they can make it there.
We are playing this Friday, August 7th, at Pear Space in Echo Park, along with Toby Goodshank, playing a solo set and some other cool bands. And then we actually curated a night August 8th at the Daniel Rolnick Gallery in Santa Monica with a bunch of friends who are really awesome, like the Purple Organ and Danny and Josh Garrett Davis and Joey Blaney of Dead Blonde Girlfriend. We're really excited.
Cool. That sounds super fun. So you guys are from Brooklyn. What brings you to Santa Barbara right now?
We came here to dog sit for a family friend who was going away on vacation, and we're like, yeah, we'll come hang out. We like dogs and hanging out at other people's houses. So
I like those things too. Those are good things. Is it a cute dog?
Pretty cute. The dog's also named Toby, so it's weird to say my own name all the time.
That seems like it would be kind of crazy. Yeah, and maybe confusing at times.
We renamed him Baby Toby, even though he's a really old dog. But we're yelling at him a lot because he eats the cat's food. So we're like, no, Toby, don't do that. And Toby's always like, what, what? And I'm like, Baby Toby.
No, dog Toby, Baby Toby. That's funny though. Well, it's very nice of you to do that for a friend. It's really stepping up to the plate.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, awesome. So, should we continue? You guys still good to keep on going?
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. Cool. So, what's the next one coming
up?
It's
a brand new one that we wrote in Santa Barb.
Ooh, we are honored. Did something inspire you here?
Well,
the lyrics had been written before, but we didn't have the song written yet, so this is the first time we're playing it in front of anybody.
Being here allowed us the relaxation to access our
I'm glad we've provided an atmosphere for you. Well, for all you listeners out there, this is a first time being played for people, so we're very excited and happy. Awesome. All right.
Have a party, have a mask, a new name, a new flask. Flask. Cigarette, leather jacket, it's not you yet, it's a racket. Don't be mad at the ones who can see you, you're not invisible, you're just see through. Only looked because I care. You don't want me, why are you here? Gotta get away then. You can find more famous friends. Gotta get away then. 4 a.m. and you paint your nails. Setting up for an epic fail. Inebriated in celebrity jail. Hard on yourself, but in the wrong way. You missed an opportunity to make a friend happy. You invited yourself to this party. It's okay with me so long as you act cordially. There's a model in the loft.
There's a model in the loft.
And you want her handle. You're a new man, it's a scandal. Burning both ends of the candle. I only looked because I cared. You don't want me, then why are you here? Gotta get away then. You can find more famous friends. Gotta get away then. 4 a.m. and you paint your nails. Setting up for an epic fail. Inebriated in celebrity jail.
So that was a new one, just finished up in Santa Barbara. Awesome. So I think we're going to do one more, and then we're going to take a break and see what we want to do next. So we are still here with LA Boobs live in the studio. Very happy to have them here. It's been lots of fun, super awesome. So what do you guys think you want to play for us next?
So we want to play one called On TV.
Okay.
Has a dance that goes along with it. We're going to do the dance in the studio. We encourage you guys in there to do it. And if you're listening at home, you may also do the dance. It involves chicken wing flapping.
Okay.
Clapping. And then an under the leg clap. We'll just shout them out and you can try to do them. If you're driving, please don't attempt the dance.
Yes, it could become very hazardous for those of you driving, but you can sort of imagine us doing it and maybe do it later at home if you want. It's completely up to you. All right, so we're going to keep going. This one has a dance, which is exciting. Cool. Let's do it.
Okay.
Everyone has a trick. I'm standing at the crossroads.
but someone's coming to see me. And
oh boy, how that does please me. Earlier I was in a panic, lost and alone, I thought I had it.
Sat by the rockets with my friend Dottie.
We didn't know how to party. Unprepared for paradise, remembering one thing.
The Sharpie on our arms had a message to sing.
Come on, be nice to us. L.A. proves the biggest bust. And if you like us, give a thrust. Get over yourself and dance with us. Come on, be nice to us. L.A. proves the biggest bust. And if you like us, give a thrust. Get over yourself and dance with us. Clap and clap and clap and clap.
Awesome. We were dancing in here. So that one had a dance and there was flapping.
I forgot to mention the rain. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Like you make, it's kind of like jazz hands, but
the flowing downwards.
Motion, yeah.
Well, that was a great dance. I'm sorry that you guys couldn't see the dance out there, but it was very worth seeing. That was wonderful. So if our listeners want to listen to your music, are there ways that they can do that?
We have recordings available on Bandcamp. If you go to LA Boobs, no periods between the LA, just laboobs.bandcamp.com, you can hear all of our recordings thus far.
Awesome. Great. And any other media, social, the social nature?
We're working on a video.
We're on Facebook.
We are on Facebook.
Awesome.
That's about it.
Okay, great. So if you guys want to access that, you can Google LA Boobs, although that might be not safe for work, depending on what comes up, but you can Google it anyway. And Bandcamp.
Depending on where you work.
Yeah, it's very true, very true. All right, so I think we are going to take a quick break, give LA Boobs a rest, but hopefully they'll be down to stay and chat for a little bit, and we will find out more about their awesome, awesome everything. So this is Cat's Cradle, and up next, we're going to hear a song by Jerry Paper, and this one is called Continuum. All right, stay tuned.
Jerry Paper. Good job.
You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops.
You are tuned in to KCSB FM in Santa Barbara, and it is 2:37, almost 2:38. And let me tell you what you just heard. That was a song called Depreston by Courtney Barnett, and she has a new album out this year, and it has an awesome title, and I always mix up the words of this, but I think I'm going to get it right this time. The title is Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit, which I think we can all relate to that at some point in our lives. And before that, you heard a song by Jerry Paper, and that one was called Continuum. So if you've been tuning in all along on Cat's Cradle, you might know that we have LA Boobs in the studio with us. Hey, guys.
Hello again.
What's up?
Hey, we've been having a great time jamming out, listening to your songs, old and new. And it's very, very great. So, what do you got for us next?
This is a song called How I Married the Burning Hell. Do you want to? You should explain a little bit.
you know, you gotta always watch it. You shouldn't over-explain your songs. You gotta leave some of it.
Mystery.
Exactly. Well, we have a friends from Canada who are in a band called The Burning Hell, and this is a song about what it might be like to marry them.
That sounds great. We can't wait to hear it.
I don't know how, I don't know why, Matthias, Ariel, and I went to Hawaii. We took a boat, we made a deal, we towed the boat from San Pedro to Bakersfield. I took a job collecting trash, Matthias had experience with that. Garbage man and garbage lady living in polygamy with sister wife Ariel. That's how I married the burning hell. I read the tarot cards, I smoked the hash, but nothing told it like it was like mash, mash, mash. I looked at crystal balls, I thought I had it all. I had a yacht, it's what I got. I played mash, mash, mash. Matthias and Ariel set up in mansions. He had a movie star marriage. He had two Catalonians, but they lacked adventure in Canada. They had it all, but they didn't have Dina, so they traded in for a life in the desert. No water and no hope, but a boat, 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 boat. When I was a little girl, I asked my mom what I would be. Get a pen and paper, she said, we'll play mashy, you'll honeymoon in Siberia. It's where you go when you have the fear, and yet among Soviet monuments of menorahs, you'll dance the hora in the failed Jewish state. You'll get in the mood with your soulmates. You'll feel slaps on your boobs. It's really great. I'm hang gliding with my slow loris. We're so cute, it's not even humorous. Picking up trash in the city is hard work when the city's so shitty. So I turn on Jen Kelly songs on my Walkman. This is nothing that I could have planned, but the future is weird and children's games are dangerous when you're sitting in a hostel in Darnie.
Awesome. Thank you for that one. I like the ending. That was cool.
Thank you.
Trick ending.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Very unexpected. So I think we've got about a little less than 20 minutes left here on Cat's Cradle for the week. But we've got one more from you guys.
Yep.
Awesome. This is the last song of our live set with LA Boobs. So I'm sure it's going to be an awesome one. And which one is this?
This is a song called Marathon.
Is it about running a marathon?
I'll let you be the judge of that.
Okay. We'll see, you guys. I want you guys all out there to be thinking about what this can mean and apply it to your own lives if you can. All right.
Everybody's talking about that Sunday in April. Spring started in Europe 3 weeks too late. In Nancy, in Brussels, in Utrecht, in Paris, the sun shone like silver through the gardens and terraces. You oughta seen Dusseldorf that Sunday. We played basketball, was a fun day. Said finally, finally, drunk on sweet, sweet honey. Your son is my favorite medicine. And I was 6 months, no prescription, so I settled for a children's IKEA duvet. The Scandinavian palate rubs me the right way. Cure for this continent, the color of clouds. It's easy to feel down. I'm so serious now. I'm boring. Yes, it's romantic staying up all night in a high ceiling flat, smoking beer and smoke, talking about hard books and the fear getting older with nothing to show.
Oh no, let it go, bring me home.
And it's not about where you're running from, it's about what you're doesn't matter where we're going, so long as we're having fun.
Bring it on, keep young, hey, warm gun.
Darlings, comrades, I'm a California girl. France for me is shape Nice. Spain is the saints for which my cities are named. Venice is my favorite beach. Brussels are a sprout from the farmers' markets, and the markets are as big as the farm. Lavender out of window box, King Kerry artichoke stocks,
poppies, avocado shakes. Will you be my date?
It's not fair, it's too easy. You can pick the orange straight from the tree, you don't have to earn it or fight. The sun comes up every day and goes down every night. Intellectual depression through the smoky aisles of paralysis and nihilisms, feeling that you can't do anything might be better than doing everything. Anxiety is the curse of the American dream, where you wake up each morning with a new idea.
TV show for HBO, a dude ranch in Wyoming,
a bar where you drink seated on horses, a perfume that describes the gloaming. I'm exhausting, I'm so serious now, I'm touring. These old knees creak in the night, warnings against being bent. Pain is a message from the body, energy misspent, my friends.
And we were poised for great things, we will be the next big thing.
The pressure, it's cooking, the thrills, they're hooking. Will you remember me? Show me that arsenal and then we'll see. If you show me yours, I'll show you mine. Just a couple feet from the finish line. Sunday was sunny and Monday was bloody. When you're running, you're not talking. When you're bleeding, you're not mocking. So take me home to the USA, where magazines have different meanings and some of us like to run. 26 miles with the smiles all around, and triumph makes a sound.
Everybody wins a prize. We are special, but it has a price.
It's not about where you're running to, it's about what you're running from. It doesn't matter where we're going, so long as we're having fun.
Bring it on, I'm not so young, let's run.
That was awesome. Love that one. So that was, what was that one again?
That was called Marathon.
Marathon. That was great. All right. So that was the last song for our live set with LA Boobs. They are great. They are from Brooklyn, but they are doing two shows in LA. So if you're interested in that, you can check that out, which is awesome. And they have a Bandcamp.
That's true. LAboobs.bandcamp.com.
Yes, very awesome. So you can have access to that with a computer, which is great. Awesome. So you guys, how long have you guys been playing the music together?
4 years? 4 years.
4 years.
We'll settle on 4 years.
That's the answer we're going with. So how did that get started?
Was the first song the Matt Keeson song?
Yes, we were asked by a dear friend's brother to contribute a song to a compilation that would be bestowed upon the brother on their 30th birthday.
So
we teamed up, wrote a song called...
Matt Keeson, his name.
Is it really just me?
what's it called?
He Can Work From Anywhere.
Oh, He Can Work From Anywhere, yeah.
It's about how he works remotely from his computer, but also about how he's into, like, yogic sex.
I'm sure he appreciated that.
I hope he's listening.
Recorded. Yeah. Matt, if you're out there, just know that was said to the public. Yeah. That's great, though. Well, that's a great birthday gift. I would love for some awesome friends to do that for me someday. That's cool. So you guys have good taste in music. I'm going to assume that. So do you have any recommendations for our listeners? What should we be listening to lately?
Oh, my goodness. We have ideas.
Ooh. That's new. Something new that I feel like I've been listening to Steely Dan.
You know what? It doesn't even have to be new. Like, that's a great thing.
Let's see.
I find that I take a lot of inspiration from some of our friends back in New York, from this music community we hang out with. Mm-hmm. There's a band called The Johns, which is the project of this amazing gentleman called Johnny Dido, which is an awesome band. Toby's sister, Angela, has a really great band called Little Cobweb out in Brooklyn, too, which is really awesome. I've always been greatly inspired by the solo project of our friend Major Matt Mason, and he also plays in the band Schwervon, who I know that Josh has booked in Santa Barbara before, so hopefully and hopefully it will happen again.
We both really like Rodrigo Amarante's solo album.
Awesome. We're huge Rodrigo fans in Santa Barbara. We had a great show with him a few months back.
Nice.
Which was awesome. So yeah, he's a great guy. Thanks for all the recommendations. It sounds like you guys have a ton of musically minded friends, which is cool.
Yeah, we lucked out. Lucked out.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that sounds like a great group of people to be around. Lots of inspiring moments, I'm sure. Awesome. So one more hypothetical question, just for fun. Some people hate these, some people like them, but I think it's a fun one. So if you guys could tour with any band, they don't have to be together, they don't have to be living, who would you guys want to tour with?
I mean, I feel like I got to live one of my dreams of touring with Harmar Superstar last year, who went on tour with Pizza Underground. So
that's awesome. He's
that,
cool.
That was a dream come true.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. It's a tough one, I know.
I love Coco Rosie.
Cool. Come awesome.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Coco Rosie, if you're listening, please take Toby Gutschenk on tour.
Take Toby with you. Human Toby, not dog Toby.
You take dog Toby. he has a heart condition, though, so they'd have to give him a pill twice a day.
Oh, okay.
Probably, and he couldn't get too excited, so.
Awesome. Well, do you guys have any other things to note before we continue on? Anything you want to tell the listeners?
Well, if anyone is listening back home in New York, they should know about the Summer Anti-Folk Festival that's happening, I don't know, starting next week. We're playing on August 12th at the Sidewalk Cafe in New York, but I think it's like 2 weeks and every night there's lots of music. Ooh. So
that sounds super fun. For those of you in New York, check out that festival. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, awesome. Great. We loved it. It is now 2:52 on Cat's Cradle. We've had LA Boobs in here for a while, been having a grand old time with them. So yeah, I've got about 8 minutes left of my show this week. Stay tuned for the road trip, because that's going to be quite the trip, as always. So it is KCSB FM 91.9 Santa Barbara, as always. We're going to do a few more songs for you. And once again, thank you to LA Boobs.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh yeah, it was a great time. Up next, we're going to listen to an Angel Olsen classic. This one is called Forgiven, Forgotten. Let's do that. All right.